get our song around here anymore.
Can't even get our song on these parts. It's like intense summer mode at the MVR.
Yeah, I always got senioritis.
He has senioritis. What a day to take off for me yesterday.
Yeah, what was that like? Take me through it.
It was fun. We went to the zoo.
Nice.
We could only stomach 2.5 hours. Guess why?
Hot.
Yeah, the heat.
Yeah,
the heat out. For sure. So that was fun. Heat aside, lots of exhaustion. A little napper.
Ooh.
Didn't meet the
post zoo nap.
Yeah, the like didn't plan on it. Just happened to wake up from being unconscious on the couch nap. That elite.
I always wake up from a nap so hot.
Yeah.
Did you wake up like sweating?
Yeah, it was kind of warm. I was kind of warm, no doubt. And I mean, what a day. Aliens confirmed.
Just flew right under the radar.
I know.
Just like aliens. Huh?
Like the aliens.
I've been saying they've been around for years. I was like 10 and I'm like, how are aliens not real?
Turns out.
I mean, have you met some of the people that work here?
Eric is the one guy that I can trust with anything.
Eric is pretty trustworthy.
He's hella trustworthy. Buffs to the Big 12.
Okay.
Just felt like an elite news day.
Buffs to the Big 12. Are people, is there conference realignment fatigue? Like, how is that not just like,
I don't think so,
an insane story that everyone is talking about?
I think they thought it coming miles away.
That's true.
For the commoners, the casuals, both the Buffs and Big 12 aren't like tippy top headlines.
I mean, it was on SportsCenter. It's like one of the lead stories on SportsCenter.
Yeah, I mean,
but I just didn't feel like it.
They're literally invested in this.
I didn't feel like it swept up the local headlines the way that it should.
I called Grandpa to let him know because a week ago he called me randomly to be like, Andre, what's happening with the Buffs to the Big 12? Because I mentioned, you know, there was chatter that the four corner schools from the Pac 12 might want to go to Big, and then Oregon and Washington would be the next move when they might be interested. You know, I give him. Yeah, you're chatting with Grandpa. You give him some stuff to chew on a little bit. Called me randomly. I didn't have any updates. Very disappointed. Called him this morning, thinking by this point he's heard it on local news. He's read the paper. Nothing.
Wow. Does he read the paper and watch the local news? Because I did see it on local news last night, too.
He does do both, but he's big on YouTubes.
No way.
I'll be like, oh, what'd you do, Grandpa? I watched some YouTubes.
Wow.
He, like, YouTube creators doing, like, random slideshow 10-minute videos have really got him. His only, all he asks of YouTubes is that they be under 12 minutes.
Tough for us.
Doesn't care about the content.
Yeah.
Just needs under 12 minutes.
We got some clips from yesterday's show that he could watch.
I'll send them some clips. All right. Does watch our show, and he tells me that I shouldn't wear my hat backwards.
Oh,
interesting. So his note. That's his note. Yeah.
My grandpa was really particular about the way that you could curve your bill.
Oh gosh!
Yeah.
I was just spitting in. I was answering a lot of bill straightness or curveness questions in the early aughts. No doubt about it. The family was very interested in how curved my bill was. And then, as Cody chimes in, spicy Sean Payton this morning, scorched earth Sean Payton.
I'm saving all my takes on that for the Broncos show.
Tune in, a must watch. Popcorn ready for that one.
I'm also saving my bets until UFC this weekend.
I love that for us so much. I mean, such a big news day yesterday that it kind of makes sense. It kind of checks out.
Yeah.
And then we haven't even mentioned Lindsey Horan,
the GOAT.
Top three proudest I've been to be a Coloradoan moments.
Wow.
That sequence.
I know.
I thought she wrecked her knee, man. I thought she wrecked her knee, and you see Lindsey on the sideline.
And she's so mad.
She looks shaken.
Yep.
Then she goes in, pushes her, which I love that.
Yeah, me too.
And then to score on that very corner, just amazing stuff. Truly. Legendary shit. Only Colorado strikers have scored, or did we squeeze a fourth one in against Nam that wasn't a Colorado
guy? It's all Colorado all the damn time.
Don't think you can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go back to saying the full countries.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
It's all Colorado all the time. Sophia Smith 2, Huron 2. You're good.
I know. I love it so much. I'm so damn proud. That second half was epic. Really, really enjoyed that. So, in honor of our great Colorado and Lindsey Horan and the U.S. Women's National Team. I'm going World Cup heavy on my big three. Yaya, kick us off.
You're off the camera.
Okay. Here's the thing that's happening in this Ladies World Cup, Ryan.
England is playing Denver.
Every time I see Denmark, I have the same. I'm like, wait, Denver's playing? I would know about this if Denver was playing. Then it's like, no, it's Denmark.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Corners are just going nutty. Double-digit city, these combined corners, Ryan. Like 15-plus, and a lot of these give me the over nine corners in England versus Denmark.
Denver.
Or Denver. You know, fun fact about these two countries, their flags are the same but opposite. Both just across in the middle, England, they're white inverted background, red cross.
What you mean.
Denmark, red background, white cross.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a really fun fact, man.
It is a fun fact. Thanks, buddy.
It's better than the fun fact that Hank gives.
That's true. Worst fun fact guy ever.
Does he give?
He was asked to give a fun fact about himself, and he said, I'm 5'9".
It's not fun. I bet you he's under 5'9", too.
Probably.
You know, fun fact about me, I never lie about my height.
Do it really?
Yeah.
Me either.
5'7 3/4 I'll say it straight up.
I was
up.
Accused of lying on that very show.
Oh, gosh.
I'm 6 feet even.
For realsies?
See, I don't know. I feel like I think
bro,
it's because
you don't give 6 foot vibes.
I think it's because I'm a thick boy.
No, it's not the thickness. It's
we
like
might
the
be
chillness.
Thick discriminating against you. I'm with
you are.
I'm 6 feet wide.
I mean, we love a thick king, as you know, in those parts. USA to win the group. I think this is very nice value at -138. All you got to do is take care of business against Portugal. I don't think the Dutch, the Netherlands, the low places. It was fun watching the game on Telemundo and then the, how do you say, Países Bajos in Spanish?
Países Bajos.
Yeah, yeah. Los Países Bajos.
Which means the low countries, which is the Netherlands.
Oh.
So in Latin, we call them Holland. We call them the Dutch, and we also call them the low places.
Wow.
Or the Paesi Bassi.
So when Garth Brooks was singing that song, he just meant he had friends in the Netherlands.
He very well could. He could have just been talking about some guys he met at a hostel in Amsterdam years ago, you know?
Incredible.
And then stateside, my guys with Captain America, Christian Pulisic, coming to a stadium near you to take on those dirty cheaters from Juve. They're discombobulated this offseason. We have added 7 superstars to our squad.
Whoa.
And we're starting the starters in this one.
Whoa.
And we're ready to go and whoop some ass. +137, sign me up. I mean, we signed 7 new guys.
They're all superstars.
I will give you that one might just be a backup goalie we got on free, and he's not necessarily a superstar.
You want to know a crazy thing about my favorite soccer team?
Please.
I don't know any of the players anymore. No, they still have Tyler Adams.
Inter signed one of your outside guys. Eriksson.
Yep. I know who you're talking about.
Good?
Kind of. Rasmussen.
Damn, Rasmussen. I was
what about Rasmus
no.
Christensen?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Did Willie leave?
No, they're not letting go of Willie.
Gnotto.
That's so dumb that they won't let go of Willie and Adams. Why would
they have
like,
to have players to win games?
They're not going to win them. Like, it's just that simple.
You think they're supposed to just fold the fucking franchise?
Yeah, that's how every fucking country should work.
I got an ESPN noty that they were bought by the Niners.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's all right, really exciting.
Those are your bets. Here's mine.
Oh, can we do a bet 365 shout out?
Yeah.
And then do your...
Yeah, shout
out. Of course,
out.
All these great lines brought to you by the homies at Bet 365, where right now it's a boost city. Shorty get loose. Blame it on the boost is their saying. And I mean, the all-time offer is you sign up right now.
Mm-hmm.
$1, mm-hmm. $1 bet.
Mm-hmm.
That bet hits, mm-hmm. boomsies. 200 buckaroos bonus bets to your account instantly for you to play with however you want. You want to put 100 bucks on the Buffs to win the Natty and then 100 $1 bets to play around with? You can do that. It's up to you, Ryan, how kinda. You play this out. And yeah, we love Bet365. It's been a great new partner. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Give me those picks.
All right, one pick. Everybody knows the rules?
Yeah.
Tony Finau. Big 3M Big guy. Toe. This guy loves the 3M. Yeah,
he does.
He's tied 7 right now at minus 5.
You think he just loves like double-sided tape, Big Tone?
Yes.
He's just a big 3M
puts
guy?
Puts some on one hand, some on the other. And just,
that's
he's just
the
going
key.
Around yeah. all day like this.
Like a snake?
Because you were like then giving us motion. One of these. You know?
I was thinking more like one of those dances.
Mm, a belly dance? You're doing yeah. the hand part of a belly dance?
That's exactly it.
That's great.
I'm doing the belly dance too. You just can't see. It's below the table.
Right. Our belly buttons are, in fact, exposed. You just can't see not below.
Right. His chair is a little lower than yours.
That's true. It's nice. It makes me look even taller. People that are watching this are like, yep, that dude's 6'4".
Yeah, and they're saying good color to him, too. That's what I say anytime you're on camera. I'm like, wow, there's some good color on that guy.
That's true. I haven't played golf in like 2-3 weeks. So.
So Big Tone in the lead.
Big Tone is not in the lead. He's tied for 7th right now at 5 under, but the leader's at 8. And you just know Big Tone's going to keep throwing darts in there and looking like he's playing with his son's clubs.
Talk on the mic, sir.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. We're all in on Big Tone. 3M. I knew we'd get hyped on the 3M Open.
I love the 3M Open.
Yeah.
It's almost as good as the Rocket Mortgage.
My SGP of the day is England versus Denver. Take that corners over and take the game under. Under 2.5 goals parlayed with over 9 corners plus 215. Boom.
Do we have any Danes on Denver sports teams?
Oh, gosh. I'm struggling with that.
I don't think so.
We need a partnership between Denver and Denmark.
Rapids.
Ooh.
Maxo, our DP. Yeah. Yeah, Maxo. Where's Yaya when we need him, you know? But he's Danish. He's Danish.
We need to do a thing. Like, we are D-E-N, you know?
We are. Yeah, we are Denmark.
And Ver.
Yeah. Oh, and another long shot. Thing? Take Japan to win their group. They're playing amazing. Plus 325. At bet 365.
I had a cool thing about Denver and Denmark.
Yeah.
You lost it?
I lost it.
Oh, gosh.
It.
Man. You hate to see it happen.
You do.
I forgot what it was.
I haven't sat behind a desk in like 3 months.
How does it feel?
Pretty crazy.
A production desk. You mean.
Yes.
I do see you behind a desk quite yes. often.
Like, yeah.
So I gave out some long shots there too.
Oh, what were they?
The SGP, England, Denmark, over 9 corners, under 2.5 goals, plus 215. And then Japan to win their group. They're not the big faves, but they're playing amazing, plus 325.
Dope.
They've won their first two games by a cumulative 9-0. That's off the noggin.
Denmark. Mark.
Denmark after dark?
I don't know. I had something.
Shit. Could you tweet it out and like at me? Maybe a reply at?
It might be in my...
Don't corrupt the tweet.
My saved tweets.
Ooh.
Sometimes I just write an idea in there and then I just save the draft.
Oh, like, sure.
This might come up at some point. I'll have the draft ready.
Oh, I have some legendary drafted tweets. Oh.
I just thought of one, but it doesn't make sense for this.
We had it and we lost it. I'd love to place bets right now for the Buffs to win the Big 12 next year, by the way.
Look at this. We've got some Nuggets confetti from the parade.
I thought that was 3M tape.
I thought that was 3M tape as well. That's history right there.
That is.
That is history. So.
Okay. Nope. Anything else you got?
Nope.
All right. Bronco show. Like 7-ish minutes.
Must watch.
Jimmy Palm Trees on the show.
He just came up and...
Jimmy no, that was
poked
Adam.
His head in.
That was Adam.
Oh, and then James did,
oh,
too.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Jimmy Palm Trees.
Can't wait for it.
The DMVR Nuggets show is going to be talking about aliens. So that's also at 2:30 might be a good watch.
I'm not buying this whole thing.
She just promoted your rivaling time show.
Crazy. crazy. Shit. We should probably change up those times.
Yeah, we should. We should. I know Adam would love to be able to pick up his kids earlier, so I think you'll find easy negotiations. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's a little inside baseball for you.
10 a.m. slot's all his.
Booyah. Tune in. Nuggets at 10. Gonna be lit. Have a great one, guys. Best of luck on your bets.